This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Listen, I swear I'm not a bad friend. I swear I'm not.
Why?
I had a million reasons to text you this weekend.
Yeah.
And obviously, how many texts did you get from me?
Not a one.
Not a single one.
Not even a little tap on Instant Messenger on Facebook.
I would never do that, for the record.
Okay.
That's one place you will not find me.
Okay, fair.
People go, I sent you a message on Facebook. I'm like, that's the absolute worst
Listen,
thing.
Listen, can I actually say I agree so deeply? I hate that, and what? I would never do it.
And it's like, and they think because they made the effort that you automatically should be in tune with whatever, you know.
Absolutely. You should
whatever
see
they
it,
did.
Respond.
There should have been some sort of notification. Like there should have been almost like one of them shock collars. That you should be wearing that.
Yeah.
And it should go off, you know.
Immediately.
Immediately when they've tried to contact you.
Duh.
And you should immediately respond.
Obviously.
Okay. True story. You know I'm not often at a loss for words.
I know exactly where you're going with this.
What the F is with you, you crazy person? Okay, so where do we start? Friday, you tried to put your eye out. What happened?
Listen, man, this is the most embarrassing. You know I'm not one to get embarrassed. You really can't do it. I was mortified. I was on my way to the dentist. I was going fast because I was running late. I had a lot on my mind with all the things happening this weekend, like everybody.
Which, by the way, when we talked about this before, she didn't want to go to the dentist.
No, I didn't.
And I told her she had to go.
Absolutely. So this was the reschedule, so I couldn't miss it.
So you did bail.
Yeah,
you did
totally
bail the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Then I rescheduled. I'm out of gas. I stop at the gas station, literally 2 seconds away from the dentist. I get out, I put gas in the car, I go inside, I get a little snacky, I come out, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Nothing makes me more excited than when we're on the little TVs at the gas station. There's not much more that I love. So I start looking at the TV.
Because you've truly
made it. Claim to fame.
All of us, yeah.
I've never felt cooler. I hear your voice kick it off, and I know. The time is
and all
now.
All of a sudden in your head, hey, look, Ma, I made it.
Exactly. Exactly. Top of my resume.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you know, we just did some new ones. Yeah. Maybe I'll see it.
Yes.
I wait for 10 minutes. My phone ready to record us because I'm so excited.
What's wrong with you?
Never shows up. Then I realize I'm running late to the dentist. So I jump out of my car. I whip the pump tank out. I don't know what happened.
Whip the pump tank.
The
out.
Pump.
Oh, out of your tank.
Out of my tank.
Okay,
oh, yeah,
I got you. Okay.
So I can't even talk car talk. I whip it out. It must have still been filled with gas.
Yeah.
All over my eyes, my sure. face, my mouth, my body. I scream naturally. I walk inside. I'm like, I think I'm blind. They call the ambulance. The ambulance comes. Mind you, I've got my KLUC keychain. It's very clear, like, where I work because of the swag that I have on.
Sure.
And when they said, well, what were you doing? I definitely wasn't about to say, watching myself on TV.
I gave myself a gasoline facial.
I literally did. They took me to the hospital. They were wonderful. Everybody was so great. I went into the emergency room. What? Two bags of saline they had to put in my eyes
yeah.
to flush them out. Lisa met me there. And when I told her what happened, because I was terrified.
Oh, did you think you'd never see again?
Yeah.
Were you blinded?
Yes. I was scared. I was very scared.
You couldn't see?
No.
Did you get both eyes?
Yes. Yes. I was scared. I was like, this is how I end? This is how I go? This is yeah. awful.
This is it for me?
Yeah.
The last
After
thing
all
I saw,
this?
The last thing I saw was not me on the pump
yes.
topper.
That was actually the saddest part. That's the way I would go. I tell Lisa what happened. I'm thinking she's going to be devastated, terrified, sad, scared. Roars in laughter. Thinks it's the funniest thing she ever heard. Was like, this sure. is such a you thing to do. Of course, only you. I told my sister, my band, I had to call in that night from my show. I'm better now, but my pride may never recover.
And by the way,
I've never been more embarrassed.
That's the start of the weekend for her. That's literally the start of the weekend for her. And I thought I had stories to tell. I got to be honest, we're not talking about me at all today. And I'm pissed.
God.
Owen, I'm so glad you're here. We love Owen. Owen's filling in for Adrian Hernandez.
Though. Yes.
Adrian, who crossed over 100,000 subscribers at WrestleMania, had an amazing weekend at WrestleMania. You know, he's come to the top of that WrestleMania, of the wrestling podcast genre. He's become one of the big guys
oh, yeah.
there. And it's really cool. So, Owen, we're glad you're here. Did you have a good weekend? You good, buddy?
Yeah, I did. A lot of work.
Good. Yeah, oh, yeah. No, it was crazy around this
show. Easter.
Crazy. Oh, it was Easter crazy around this show.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And my stuff, like, dude, I've been traveling. I hosted stuff. My stuff is... who cares? Monday morning. Thank you for being here. It's Chet Buchanan Show. First pick comes.
Good morning.
Stay close, P1s. Here's what's coming up on the Chet Buchanan Show.
All right, first pick. It's always easy. It's always easy. First pick on a Monday
oh,
morning.
Oh, always easy.
Absolute best part of your weekend. Worst part was Michaela almost went blind.
Oh, my
that
God.
That would be
Even
easy.
Even saying it out loud, you're like, what are you talking about? Psycho.
I'm trying to think in my head if the gasoline really would blind you. I suppose it could.
Yeah, listen, the when the EMTs came, I was so embarrassed. I said, please don't put me on that gurney. Please don't wheel me out of this gas station like that. I'm so embarrassed. They said, no, there's chemicals in your eye. You have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, there's no two ways.
I might have rather just died at that point. I was so embarrassed I got on the gurney.
They probably didn't need to strap you onto the
gurney. No, they did a little drama.
Can't
I
they
think.
Just walk you into the
I
thing
said,
and sit
can
you
I
down?
Please walk? Yeah. They said, no, get on the gurney. And I was like, I hate this. Thank you. Okay, great.
I wonder if that's... So we're in the midst right now of an interesting... Like, there's a corporate thing where all the rules have to be followed, mm-hmm. right? We went through a thing, and I don't know who, you know how at your work, how they get excited about certain things every once in a while, and you're like, well, this is dumb, and it's only making my life more complicated, but I'll do it, you know, because it'll make them happy. So we're kind of in the middle of that right now. I wonder if that's what that's like for the ambulance guys.
I think so.
Like, you have to be on the gurney. Otherwise, if they stop short at a stoplight and you're not on the gurney and you fall over and then you hurt your neck in addition to your eye.
Totally.
Then, they could get sued.
Yeah. Yeah.
So listen, they probably have to strap you to the thing.
They were on point with the rules. I will say something I forgot to tell you. When I got to the back of the ambulance, the guy said, listen, you're in such luck. We just went to like a hazmat chemical training this morning and I'm going to flush your eye out. This is the first time I've done this on somebody. Are you ready? And I was like, mm-hmm. And then he did. And it was very good. But I was like, is this helpful or am I falling into a nightmare? What is happening to me right now? It was insane.
It's wild. So to that end, I'm not sure we can offer prizes for the first pick.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it out there and I'm going to do this on trust just to see if maybe, just maybe, you would do us a solid and participate in the show without being compensated for it.
Yes.
I realize I may be asking a lot. But I think that might be where we are, judging by, I was checking my email just a second ago to see if I actually could give you Keisha Cole tickets, and I'm not sure I can.
Yeah.
So, Chad Buchanan Show, brought to you by the Animal Foundation's Best in Show, Sunday, May 4th. Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. You went last year.
Yeah, I think that was the first event I got to see you live since being your part of the show.
Yeah, I'm hosting an auctioneering this year, so it'll be
so fun.
No, and Best in Show is one of my favorite things. If you love dogs, you love this.
Yeah, you're so great at that.
Well, thank you for saying it. This year, Best in Show at the Thomas and Mac. There are VIP tickets. If you want to sit on the floor and have a brunch with, and hobnob, then you can. But all the other seats are free. So mark it down.
Oh, that's awesome.
Not this Sunday, but next Sunday, the 4th, Best in Show at the Thomas and Mac. Brought to you by the Animal Foundation. First pick. There may or may not be prizes. Coming up next.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
So Mika almost put her eye out. Do you normally wear contacts?
No.
What?
Don't? With the glasses that I have on
right
now?
Yeah, why are you wearing glasses then?
They're blue blockers. So the bright... Listen to me. I was
okay. Now, I know the picture that you have in your head. They're not that. She looks very fashionable. They're not shades. She's not wearing shades inside the big.
No, they're
I'm trying
cool.
to remember the Blue Blockers song. Okay, anyway.
the light but is a little harsh on my eyes this week. So I'm doing everything I can to sort of keep the glare from the computer screens. Singing lights.
Is it really that bad?
Yeah, dude, I burned my eyes. The last time I burned my eyes like this is when I tried to keep my eyes open in a tanning bed at 16, and that didn't go well.
That's
either.
Not very smart either.
No, none of the moves are smart. It's just what happens.
Okay, so what's the absolute best part of your weekend?
Oh, man, it was a good weekend. Okay, I got to take my 15-year-old nephew to WrestleMania with the help of my sister-in-law, and he... And I were standing in line, and 15-year-olds are like cool guys. They don't want to be like hugging, kissing. We're like friends now.
Oh, sure.
But he gave me the biggest hug around my shoulders. I was in the middle of buying him a shirt, so that could have had something to do
also
with it.
Also helpful.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good shirt you have.
Yes, thank you very much. But it was awesome because it's hard to like connect to 15-year-olds now, especially boys. He loved WrestleMania. I did too. We bonded when John Cena was in the match. It was awesome.
I've truly never, I didn't go. Was it easy in and out?
Yes.
Were you able to get in and out?
Well, yes, it was.
There were people complaining. They will always complain. And anytime you put 60,000 people in the same spot all at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to know what to expect. Yeah. Like, It was very busy, but it was also very easy, well-organized, in and out.
I think now we expect to just be able to stroll, have front row rock star parking and be able to just stroll in and out. No,
yeah.
You put that many people in one place. I don't care how good your systems are. You're going to have to be patient.
Totally.
A little bit. I did not go, but I don't know that I've ever seen anything like that anywhere. Not just in this town, but the way Allegiant Stadium looked.
It was.
Wow.
You know, I've never been to Allegiant Stadium. That was my first time. Is that crazy? Never. So I was already like mesmerized. It was so cool.
Isn't that great?
It's so fun. And also, you know that I've been dealing with so much family stuff. There hasn't been a lot of time for fun, enjoyment. Yeah. We're just like focused. And I was like, man, I don't want to miss this. I don't want my nephew to miss this. We almost did. I'm so glad we didn't. It was so worth it.
Yeah.
It was cool.
No, that's really great.
Yeah.
But congratulations, Las Vegas. I'm super proud.
The best.
Part of why we were not here late last week was Thursday. I was repping the city, repping LVCVA for Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority for this thing in Tulsa, Oklahoma, of all places.
So cool.
This packed out ballroom with sports tourism people. And basically the theme was bring your event here. We can handle the big ones. We can handle the little ones. Nobody's going to do it better than us.
That's awesome.
And for those of you who are also in that trade, come here and see how we do it. And we'll exchange ideas. You probably do really cool stuff too, and we can learn from you. But you probably should come and learn from us. And I was so proud of our city. And then, so I kind of had that going in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That's so fun.
702-364-9898. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? We would love to hear from you right now.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick. Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, can I tell you how much I appreciate you guys? We don't have a prize to do. We don't. But you called anyway. You called anyway, Peggy. We love you for it. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Oh, we can't hear Peggy.
Just incredible day Saturday that I got to garden all day long.
Dude, gardening in the desert.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yes, dude.
It was so beautiful.
What are you able to make grow?
Well, I don't make things. I actually just transplant a lot of things and buy things at the nursery. So just flowers and shrubs. I'm afraid last summer, my whole back wall, that everything died off because of extreme heat.
Yeah, because it was so hot.
Nice. Yeah. It was incredibly hot. And then, of course, on Sunday, spending the day at Easter with my grandson.
Yeah, so you doubled down.
Sweet. Oh,
that's great. Peggy, you're awesome.
I had a wonderful weekend.
Have a great week. Thank you so much. So good. Jordan, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Good morning. Hi. So, like Michaela, the very best part of my weekend was going to night one of WrestleMania.
Yes!
I also have never been into Allegiant Stadium. Walking up the stairs and walking in, I started crying.
Okay, I started crying. I felt so dumb.
I was with my husband, and it was my first live WWE event.
I felt the same way.
As soon as I saw the stage, because I walked right up the stairs, and where we walked in on the north entrance, and when you walk up and you walk this straight, you saw like the whole entire stage, like the front of it, and I just started crying.
That's so good.
I know.
That's so good. I'm writing it down right now because I want to do, I want to do P1 meetups.
Yeah.
P1 meetups / P1 field trips. I've got bingo, bowling, baseball, and now we need to do a group tour of Allegiant Stadium.
Yes!
How fun would that be?
That would be so fun.
For people who've never been to Allegiant Stadium before, we take a tour of Allegiant Stadium.
Please.
Oh, God. And Elizabeth, God bless you.
Hi.
17 kids running around your house, and you still find time to call us. I love that.
I know.
What was the episode?
We listen every morning.
You're so good.
We love you.
How's everything in Mount Charleston?
Great.
It's good.
It is amazing up here. Yeah.
Good. I thought of you. We went to Paiute on Saturday, and we drove by. I thought of you.
Oh, well, next time.
I did.
We'll be here.
Yeah, take a left instead of a right. I gotcha. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Just seeing, we had so many Easter egg hunts, and where we moved, we live on a cul-de-sac, so all of the neighborhood kids were out, so it kind of reminded me of my childhood.
Yeah.
So just seeing all of the kids playing together and just having so much fun, I think that was probably the best part.
And no screens.
No screens.
No phones, no tablets.
I don't think we turned the TV on all weekends.
I love that.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Have an amazing day. I promise we'll have prizes later on this morning.
Oh, you guys too.
Okay, we'll see you. Lisa, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Good morning. Hi. My best part of the weekend was, well, I was feeling down. Saturday was my sister's 5-year anniversary of her passing, so I didn't think I was going to have an Easter. I didn't get Easter eggs for my kids. I was just not feeling it. Usually I am. And the family ended up calling me and putting on a barbecue and, you know, putting drinks and getting kids baskets because they do always just going through a hard time. So that was just everybody coming together to kind of lift me up in a time that I was down.
See, right when you don't think they do, you get a great reminder that everybody loves you.
Oh, yeah.
They do. They love
you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just made me feel really good. You know, my kids are big, so I was already feeling like there's nothing to do for Easter for them. They don't celebrate like that anymore. You know, so it was the best part was just having family come through for me at the time that I needed them.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah. Can I just tell you, my grandma's passing was 5 years on Saturday as well. So my heart's with you. Maybe they were up there hanging out together. And so
they
I feel you.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Of course.
Oh, good. Now we made her cry. She has to go reapply her makeup.
It's a good feeling.
That's good. See,
it is a good
she was doing just fine. She was doing just fine.
And then, of course, I feel the same way.
You have to throw your grandma into it.
I know. Why did I do this?
No, that's good. Oh, now you're both.
They're good tears. They're happy tears.
Yes.
Well, and good thing we've got a break coming up so everybody can go reapply their makeup and we're all good now. Okay, good.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
It's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, The Diamond, and Wedding Ring Store. Yeah, pickleballers in Texas. Who knew that Texas would be the center of the pickleball world? It is now. They broke a world record playing pickleball for 36 hours straight.
Oh, my God. I can do anything for 36 hours straight.
Oh, yeah, you could. Oh, yeah, you could.
I'm so tired these days.
I don't know what. I don't know what it would be, but I know.
Stop, Ben.
The old record was 34 hours. Some folks in the UK set that record last year. I imagine this 36-hour record's going to go pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe by us. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Event in Texas. Here's the really good part. The event in Texas raised over $18,000 for a charity called Taylor's Gift. Has nothing to do with Swifties. It's a group that supports families of organ donors.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, good. And then the dog on the roof. Hartford,
what happened?
Yeah, it got stupid dog. Got out through an attic window and decided to go up, not down, right?
Oh, my God.
And was sitting on the... And you can imagine in Hartford, Connecticut, it's probably an old house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know why I feel that way, but okay. Because you know why?
You have me an attic.
Attic window. That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. I heard attic window and I went, oh, it's an old house.
Yeah.
So, and it was just sitting up there. Again, stupid dog. Sitting up there on the very peak of the roof. So they had to use a bucket truck. You know, like they take me on and off the scaffold at toy truck. They use a bucket truck to get a stupid dog off stupid roof. And the firefighters joked that the dog's so brave because apparently he was just sitting up there on the roof like, okay, now what?
Yeah. That's a pretty smart dog to not jump. He was like, I'm not going to hurt myself. Someone come get me right now.
Right.
I'm not going to hurt these knees.
Yeah. Listen, humans, you know your job.
Yeah.
Come and serve me.
Mm-hmm. Come get me.
Yeah. Well, they said the dog is so brave that they might just offer it a job because he might have what it takes to be in the fire department.
Way to go, babe.
Stupid dog. That's your good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lee, Minden Diamond Jewelers, The Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Monday morning, the 21st day of April. And by the way, our thoughts are with all of our Catholic friends this morning. The Pope passed away.
Oh, I know. 88.
Yeah. Made it to Easter.
Yeah,
made it to Easter. And then my brother-in-law is very devout. And he had thought, this did not surprise him.
Yeah.
Today. He's listening in Phoenix right now, which
good
actually
morning.
Made me think about it. That he had said that he was happy that the Pope had made it to Easter, mm-hmm. but he was like, I'll bet you this isn't going to last very long.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there you go.
Yeah.
That's it. You know what? There's something poetic about that. I would love to make it, set a goal. I'm going to get to this part. You know, yeah. I've had, good Lord. I'm 88 years old. I'm the freaking Pope.
Yeah, good Lord is right.
And I had double pneumonia. And again, I beat that away. You know?
Yeah.
I got through that. And then, you know what I want to do? I want to go to Easter. I want to make it to Easter. And then I'd like to take a nap and not wake up.
I love it.
You know?
I love it.
It's great.
Yeah. 88, it's a good life. And people love him. I went to Catholic school. People love the Pope.
Sure. So all of it, so everybody that's, you know,
yeah.
that's messing with a little bit this morning, just know we're there with you. Happy Monday. Adrian took a day off. Well-deserved. Well-earned after a crushing WrestleMania this weekend. You went yesterday.
I went.
Oh, no, you went yesterday or Saturday?
Yesterday. It was incredible. It was amazing. Listen, I was an old school, like, wrestling fan, like Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Undertaker. So I didn't know if I would be, like, so familiar with all the wrestlers. But I've got to tell you, 61,000 people, the nicest fans, by the way. The
really?
Nicest group of people. Everyone was so excited, so supportive. They were high-fiving, cheering, slapping their belts with each other. Like, it was so, they were, like, so in the mood. And Lisa, my fiance, is not a wrestling fan. No, she's not. She just isn't. And so I made her come with me. And I think that we turned her. She really enjoyed herself.
Wait, you ended up getting 4 tickets?
No, it was from me and Lisa. And then we got one for my nephew.
Oh, okay.
But my sister really paid for my nephew because she's like the best mom ever. So I can't take credit for that.
How'd you get tickets? Because I know I saw you asking. Yeah, but did you get them aftermarket?
Yeah, I did. So Adrian gave me a little tip. He said, wait until 2 o'clock.
Yup.
Then go on the site.
Yup.
And buy the tickets because they were really expensive. Sure. I don't care what you do for a living.
Oh, it was a bajillion
Very
dollars.
Expensive. Mm-hmm. And with all the people I know in this city, not one person could throw me a pair of tickets. It was that crazy, bigger than Super Bowl. So we bought them. My sister bought my nephew his, and it was well worth it. It was, I'm so happy that we went. I would have been bummed out.
Where did you sit?
We were at, well, so listen, we went on the very top, like the nosebleeds.
In the 400s,
but also still very good seats. Like,
right, because you can see everything.
Everything. Then we went down to the second floor to meet my nephew because he got to sit closer because he's obsessed. But this was really cool of Allegiant. We got to really just stand around like where the seats aren't, just sort of in front of like that big Raiders bar. And they didn't even move us. They like
by the torch?
Yes.
We by the torch? Yeah.
Yes. And they kind of just let people stand there to watch the big match. And it was awesome. So
That's
we kind
how I
of
do it.
Yeah. It was the way to do it. It was really smooth and really fun.
Yeah.
And it was wild. It was really cool.
124,000 people over the 2 days.
Yeah.
And supposedly upwards of 250,000 people came into town just to be around it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Just to be a part of it.
Well, because there were so many parties around, different hotels, different places. There was something for everybody.
Cool stuff.
It was cool.
Yeah, really amazing. Nice job, Vegas. Seriously. Yeah. Really proud of you. I've got a different perspective on it now. Last week, I went to Tulsa, Oklahoma, of all places. I love places like that.
You do?
I don't know what my thing is. I don't know whether it's, but it's just flat and there ain't a whole lot to it. I mean, Tulsa's not without its charm.
Sure.
You know, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I love places like that. I like it because it's got a little grit to it. You know what I mean? People are there. You're either somebody, it's kind of like this place. You're either here and you've lived here all your life and your family is from here, you know, and you'll never live anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're there on purpose.
Sure.
You went there because you were, you know, nobody ever just shows up in Vegas.
Right.
You know, and usually you've come here with a reason.
Yeah.
Or born and raised.
Of course.
Like you.
Yeah.
And so I was in Tulsa representing LVCVA. At this sports tourism thing. Vegas is really freaking cool.
Vegas is the best.
We really are. My boy, Jeremy Aguero, my buddy who runs this company called Applied Analytics, did a 30-minute presentation basically on why we're cool and you guys all suck. Yeah, really, that was
kind of, presentation.
That's kind of what it was. It was like, Vegas is cool. We can handle anything.
Yeah, we can.
New York, you're big. L.A., you're big. San Francisco, you're big. Chicago, you're big.
Yeah.
You're not cool like us.
Vegas is so special, and I feel like Vegas is starting to finally get the love it deserves, like from not around the world, aside from just like, oh, I gamble, bachelor party.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool.
Oh, no, same thing. Austin, you're cool. Salt Lake, you're cool. You're not as cool as us.
Mm-mm.
So,
no way.
And so to see this town absolutely crush WrestleMania this weekend, and then the Golden Knights first round of the playoffs beat up on Minnesota last night. That was a tougher game than I expected that to be, but Knights are up 1-0 in the series. They'll play round two tomorrow, or game two of round one tomorrow. Keep that straight.
That was good.
That's right. It'll be a late start too, 8 o'clock.
Oh, that's a late game,
you know, tomorrow night. You heard the music. Let's play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. It was so weird last Wednesday, the last time that we played. Destiny Espinoza is our brand new champion.
Mm-hmm.
We had a technical snafu. For whatever reason, we couldn't get the other phone call on the air. So we just tossed the whole thing out. So she is a one-time champion. Go going for win number two.
Yep.
702-364-9898. You may be interested to know that this Thursday is New Kids on the Block Day.
Fun!
Celebrate by getting your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Celebrating the right stuff, Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. We have tickets for the Wednesday, July 2nd show. We want to give them to you right now. Somebody at the end of the week, we're going to swap out those tickets for tickets that are even closer. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great.
Okay? So we need somebody to take on Destiny at 702. Not, like, literally, her name is Destiny. Not take on. 702-364-9898. Call right now. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Cannon Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, it's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. It feels like it's been a month since we've done this. Destiny Espinoza, welcome back.
Hi.
Hi. How was your weekend? How was your Easter?
It's great, but my son's sick, so we've been on survival mode.
How old's your son?
Yeah. Six.
Oh, God,
baby boy.
Well, okay. Well, let's make short work out of this so you can get back to doing mom stuff.
Yeah, he's looking at me blankly.
Oh, no. No school today, right?
No, he's missing school.
Yeah, because him.
Sick. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll handle this real quick. Hey, Owen. Owen is in for Adrian today. Who's our challenger?
We've got Chrissy Allen from Henderson.
Oh, and we all know Chrissy Henderson's not going to do it. What part of Henderson? Chrissy.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
How embarrassing, like that on live radio. You not paying attention.
Yes, it is.
How embarrassing. I'm just. So, what part of Henderson?
I'm kind of like around the Galleria Mall. I don't even know what you'd call
Galleria.
That.
Galleria. Yeah. We call it Galleria.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're on the big board. Galleria has one win total.
Wow.
See, you're not the first.
Okay, so we're
going to
do two today.
Why not?
Yes.
Oh, you hear that, Destiny?
That's a spirit.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge. I'm sleep deprived, so we'll see how this goes.
Oh, no. Make sure you buzz in with your name, okay? And don't blurt out the answer until we call on you, because you may think you got in first, but the other person may have gotten in before you, and you don't want to just give them the answer. First 1 to 3 is the winner, and your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
Okay, who did John Cena beat last night at WrestleMania?
To win the championship.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
This was a tough one.
I don't have it either. Who was it?
Okay, fair. Cody Rhodes.
Of course it was Cody Rhodes.
I know. That was a tough one, though. Sorry.
All right. No score.
Chapel Roan says the album Jagged Little Pill is the album that made her gay. Who's the singer of that album?
Destiny.
Got in first.
Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette is correct.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Champion goes up one zip.
Machine Gun Kelly showed up at Live Nightclub and started ripping on the guitar, leaving his little baby behind with baby mama. Who's the baby mama?
Destiny.
Destiny to go up two zip.
Oh, what's her last name? She was in Jennifer's Body. Crap. Oh, I can't. Oh, I can't remember her name now.
Crap. Chrissy, do you know who it is?
No, I can't. No, I just can't get her name on my head either.
Isn't it Megan Fox?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, Megan Fox. All right. Champ's got one. I've got one. Chrissy's about to emerge. I feel this.
Mm-hmm. What team did the Golden Knights beat in last night's game?
Shut up, Doug.
Yeah, Minnesota Wild is who they beat.
Oi, oi, oi. Good job, Chetty.
Okay. Now, you understand, if I get to three first, then you're all dismissed, and then we do caller number 25.
Mm-hmm.
So, the champion, Destiny Espinoza, with one. The challenger, Chrissy Allen from Galleria, Squadoosh. And I've got two.
That's pretty good.
This singer performed hits at Coachella, but during her new song, Abracadabra, her microphone went out.
Destiny!
Lady Gaga.
Are we talking about Gaga?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we are. Yeah, yeah, Gaga. Mm-hmm. Destiny 2. I've got two. Chrissy, come on, let's go.
Tom Brady was in full sicko mode watching this performer at Coachella before the rapper made his way to Vegas to appear with John Cena in the ring.
Destiny.
Destiny, just throwing it all out there.
She's
Destiny
in
for the win.
Travis Scott.
Game over.
Hello?
Yeah, no. Oh. I was just building up the drama, that's all. No, okay. Game over.
I was worried I dropped again. Thank you.
No, you did good. Nicely done.
Good job,
yeah, Travis
babe.
Scott in full sicko mode. That was your clue.
Yeah, I love when she went to say her name, though. She went, Lady Gaga. I mean, Destiny.
Yeah, wait, I'm Lady Gaga. That's what threw me for half a second, too. I'm like, wait a minute, Lady Gaga didn't have anything.
It was great.
Well, Chrissy, we got to look at it. And you know what I mean? Now I think you know what you're up against next time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got demolished.
Good job.
Demolished is probably overstating it. But, you know.
Only one answer.
Yeah. But sometimes you just got to play once, and then next time you'll do better.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Thank you, guys. Right. Have a good morning.
Have a great
day.
Hey, you know what, though? Hey, Chrissy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go, it has just come to my attention that I do have a pair of Keisha Cole tickets that I can give away for the Way It Is 20th Anniversary Tour. Jeremiah's going to be part of that. Friday, August 1st at T-Mobile Arena. Would you like them?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, so you're not going away empty-handed. So we've got those for her. By the way, tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. For that. Destiny, you have tickets for New Kids on the Block, The Right Stuff, Las Vegas Residency, Dolby Live at Park MGM, Wednesday, July 2nd. And there's also a grand prize. We're going to swap somebody out for lower level, you know, closer tickets. Also, thanks to our friends at Live Nation. This Thursday, New Kids on the Block Day, blockheads, get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Get some rest. Hopefully, little man feels better.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll catch you tomorrow. Destiny Espinoza from Centennial Hills, your two-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
A name I have never seen before. Never in our caller ID. Who's taking the 177-second survey, Owen?
Floor, like flower, they told me.
No, and last name? Come on.
Oh,
you don't get to bail.
Come on, dude. You got it, babe.
At least try.
Quirate? Ooh, yeah.
Quirate?
Mm.
Floor, who was closest?
It was close.
How do you say it?
Quirate.
Oh, Kia, of course, Ki.
Yeah, duh.
Q-U, duh.
I would have said that.
Of course, Ki. Of course. Como no? Are you ready for your 100th? By the way, that's the extent of my Spanish. 4 years.
Yes.
4 years in high school. I know we had an exchange.
I know, dude.
We had an exchange student my senior year. So, Flora, the one thing I can tell you that I know is all of the curse words.
Of course.
All of the curse words.
Any language.
Here's your 177-second survey. Is the Easter Bunny a he or a she?
That's kind of harsh. I said it's a he.
Michaela and I say it's a he.
Yep.
By the way, his name's Peter Cottontail, is it not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? By the way, they asked people. Oh, and in, well, anyway. So 32% said male. They asked 5,000 people. 32% said male, 5% said female, 64% said neither.
Well, what is it?
Or that they never thought about it.
Never thought about it is fair, because I didn't until you asked me, and then I was shook when I had to answer.
Yeah. And rabbits don't lay eggs, so where do the eggs come from?
I know. Hate this.
All the kids have questions. Do you feel, Floor, what do you do for a living? You don't have to tell us specific, but just give us an idea what you do.
I'm in front desk.
Front desk for like at a resort?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, no, then I already know the answer to this. Do you feel like your job is meaningless?
No.
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 You questioned it. It was like, no, question mark.
No.
But I think your job is very important.
So important.
Like, way important. You're way on the front lines. They should pay you more.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they should.
No, they should. And I guarantee you're really good at it. Two-thirds of us believe that our jobs do have meaning.
Yeah, that's
which is good. Which is really good. Last question. How many screens do you believe that you have in your home?
Oof.
How many screens?
Screens.
Four.
How many different screens do you believe? Here's why I ask. There's a mom on TikTok who's gone viral because she counted up all the different gadgets with screens. Michaela's counting on her fingers right now. I see her. How many screens there are? She and her husband have four kids that are aged from 2 to 10. How many screens, if you had to guess, do you believe you have in your home?
I have four, I believe.
Boy, I'll bet it's way more than that.
It's only one TV. And
okay.
My cell phone, my husband's cell phone.
TV, two, three. Watches?
No smart watches.
Okay.
Fair.
Okay. So it might only be four.
Yeah.
Wow, you're so lucky.
So lucky.
We've got one, two. We have way too many TVs. We have three, four. We have five TVs.
Oof.
With five TVs, some of them are super old, though.
Yep.
Five TVs, one, two computers, two smartwatches, and two phones. However many that is. 9? 11?
Mm-hmm.
How many did you come up with?
I'm going to say over 9 because my fiance is a DJ, so we've got like all of these things that I don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and tablets. So we're talking about, 11 or we've got a dozen. We've got a dozen. They have 24 screens in their home.
Wow.
Two dozen screens in their home. 9 TVs total for all the kids and all the rooms and stuff like that. We never throw away TVs. So they end up in guest rooms.
And
we got one in the office that's a million years old. There's another one that also sits idle with the workout equipment that sits idle. You know what I'm saying?
Everyone relates to that.
Cool. Have fun at J Balvin.
Thank you.
Lower level tickets for you. Thank you, Floor. We really enjoyed this. Hang on 1 second.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Relationship Rehab brought to you by San Gennaro Feast this Wednesday through Sunday at the AM. Pastor, and more.
Pastor, more pastor.
What? We learned something about tiramisu.
Yes, tomorrow's, we did.
Tomorrow's more you know before we go.
Yes.
Well, so supposedly tiramisu was created in brothels in Italy back in the day because they thought it was an aphrodisiac. To which we say,
kind of makes sense.
Not sure that they're wrong.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not sure. Not sure that they weren't onto something.
Listen, my number one dessert of all time, tiramisu.
No kidding.
It's my favorite of all.
Emma in Green Valley for relationship rehab today. I'm engaged to a guy that's been nothing but loving until last weekend when we went to a wedding expo. There was a booth there with psychic readings.
Ugh.
You're such a sucker for that.
God, because I've learned my lesson and that's why I cringe.
Oh, wait, what do you mean?
I dated an ex. I don't know if this is going to be the same story. I don't like to read beforehand. I went to a psychic with an ex.
Yeah.
And you've got to be very prepared for any answer you get if you're going to open that can of worms, babe.
Oh, yeah. And you will go. If there's a psychic, you're going.
Not anymore. I learned my lesson.
Understood.
Lesson learned.
Did you ever find somebody that you went, okay, I know you're just trying. I really do believe, what I would tell everybody about the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, was that, listen, there were too many things that happened, you know, and we were pals for 20 years. And there were too many things that happened for me not to believe that there's something to it.
Oh, absolutely.
And even if he's completely full of it.
It's in your head.
Well, the audience loved it. You know, they loved him and they loved it. And even if he was just completely full of it, mm-hmm. he was better at it than anybody I'd ever seen.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. I only say be cautious because I believe that they know what they're talking about for the most part. Not because I don't believe it. She's going to be ready for the answers.
So Emma and her fiance go to this booth. The woman looks at him and goes, "You've been married before. And she's still with you." He got super weird about it, didn't want to talk about it, and they pulled the ripcord and went home.
Oh, my God.
Like, that was it. That was it. They went home early. Since then, he's been, these are her words, distant and cagey.
Oh, yeah.
Cagey is a good word. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I could define it, but we all know what it means.
1,000%.
I did a little digging and found out that his, quote, ex-wife, I don't know why this is in quotes, but I'm assuming this is a real thing, found out his ex-wife died 2 years ago in their house.
Oh, my God, that's so sad.
I'm not sure if it's still the same house he has, but I'm guessing through context clues, you know.
That it is.
She ain't writing me back. Honest to God, sometimes we get relationship rehab emails, and then I think that they regret. You know, they wanted to say something, and then they regret.
They hear it on there, they're like, oh, God.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they realize.
You say it out loud, something out loud, and you're like, oh, God, it sounds worse.
I take it as a compliment, because they're comfortable.
Yeah.
They're comfortable. Oh, okay, I'll write my friends. And then, oh, my God, everybody's hearing this. So, now, okay, she died in the house. He never even told me that he was married.
Oh, God.
It's the first she's hearing of it. Now, I'm wondering, here we go. Here we freaking go. Every time. Now, I'm wondering if he's hiding more than a ghost.
Oh, Lord.
What else is he lying about?
If he can lie about that.
He didn't tell me. So he's lying. Sorry, I don't. But you guys, and I understand that's a real thing for a lot of you. Just I'm just not in your club. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I love Michaela, Anna Maria, Spumoni, whatever Italian names that I could.
Wait, that was pretty good. What would you? Sorry. What do you think my middle name was?
I don't know, Chianti. Spumoni Chianti.
Tiramisu.
Albaganza, whatever.
Annalise.
Yes.
That you are close. You kind of were with the Anna Maria.
Michaela, how did you are
Jenny,
totally
I
this.
Do not think this. I don't think if they're hiding something, they could be lying about more stuff all
what
the time.
What else are they lying about?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, not all the time.
Well, good. Come over to the dark side. Come over with me. I need to, you know what? Even if I'm wrong and we're, because I don't, that's not how I recall this.
Wait, I'm still dying about how you said my name. That's so stupid.
Spumoni
Chianti.
Whatever. Should I? Okay. Now I'm wondering if he's hiding more than a ghost. He never even told me. Should I call off the wedding? Why would he not tell me that his wife passed away? But I understand it's a train of thought. I understand it's a thing. And I love you for it. I love all of you for it that believe this. You know, what do we call it? The total honesty P1s.
Yes.
Because if you're not telling the whole truth, you're telling a lie. That's the, but it just makes me crazy. 702-364-9898. Four tickets to Neon Museum. I just went and talked to my boy. We're pretty sure they're the evening. If you want to go, here's what we're willing to believe, because this is going to be a guest list situation. Yeah. Look, you want to go during the day? Great. You want to go at night? Great. You know what I mean? Neon Museum. Neon Museum just wants you to have 4 tickets and bring your family and check it out.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. You don't got to tell me twice.
No way.
Freaking love Neon.
So cool.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's one of the best things about this town, if not the best.
Yeah. And the photo shoot, insane.
At some point we must.
Mm-hmm.
Cheesy. Cheesy is the
not
day.
Cheesy.
Totally, it's totally been
so
done.
So cool.
No, low hanging fruit.
No.
No. No.
I have nothing to say after
no.
that.
No.
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 Period.
We'll just say no. Each back in infinity. No. Infinity. 702-364-9898. 4 tickets to take family to Neon Museum for your participation. If you're calling number 25 in relation to rehab right now. While I play my guitar for you.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
All right. Relationship Rehab brought to you by San Gennaro Feast this Wednesday through Sunday at the M.
What is that grin on your face?
Because I just know. I know I'm in for a beating. Potentially.
You're preparing for it.
See? Oh, no. And I... Do you have? Oh yeah, you can see call screener in there.
Yeah,
you see what's coming. Emma in Green Valley is engaged to a guy who's been nothing but loving until last weekend. They went to a wedding expo, talked to a psychic. Psychic looked at him, and said, "You've been married." She gasped in horror. You had been married before, and he still. I know she's. It sounds like Mama Lasagna.
Yeah.
I imagine she's wearing a headband.
Uh huh.
You know what I mean? Long nails.
Crystal ball.
All the jewelry.
Yes.
All the things.
Gypsy girl.
All the deal. You've been married before, and she's still with you. And then the lights all went out, and the lightning struck.
He got weird.
He got quiet. So come to find out, he had an ex-wife who died. So I guess I don't know if the ex. Well, I don't know. I found out his, and then it's in quote ex-wife, quotes. Ex-wife died 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he never even told me he was married. Now I'm wondering if he's hiding more than a ghost. What else is he hiding? Oh, man. If he lied about that, he didn't lie. He just didn't tell you.
Yeah.
But that's...
lying to some.
Oh, yes. It's the lie of omission. The lie of omission. Mm-hmm. Owen, who's caller 25, sir?
Tasha Jones on line 9.
Okay, then. Tasha? Do you believe he's hiding?
He's a liar. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. A liar.
Oh my God. That is, I'm sorry, when you go into a relationship, the first thing you talk about is your past. Okay, yeah, I was married before and my wife died. Why are you hiding that? You freaking liar. Oh my God.
Let me throw this out. What if it just doesn't matter? How about if he's focused on your relationship and doesn't want the stigma of a deceased ex-wife hanging over your relationship. It's painful. It's painful and it sucks to talk about.
Yeah.
So he decided to just leave that part out.
That is huge. How can you move forward? Oh, get out of here. You know he's a freaking liar. That is something that's not, you cannot get past that. And in 2 years, come on, man. Now you're being a little bit whorish. Now, he knows he's lying. He's probably still married and old girl is floating around.
Oh my God, you psycho. You don't get crazy.
She did not come to play today.
No, and I love Tasha for this.
I know.
Man,
however.
That's one of those.
She's not still.
Irritating topic, but she's a liar.
He doesn't have a second family. Okay, try to keep the crazy in your pocket when you go to Neon Museum. Don't embarrass us. When you take your 4 tickets and go to Neon Museum, keep the crazy in the bucket.
Yes.
You're great. You know what?
So fun,
you're
Mama.
So great every single time you call. Thank you, Tasha. Hang on 1 second.
Thanks, Tasha.
She's so great. Oh, my God.
Came in hot, honey.
Johnny Eck. Our buddy Lisa.
Hello, my
lovelies. Good morning, my lovelies.
How far down are you?
Almost 70 pounds.
Oh,
but
my
I've been a little bit stagnant the last little while because my MS has been really bad. So I've been a little bit stagnant, but I'm going to get back on it.
Just out of perseverance and a good attitude.
Absolutely.
That's what what's her secret? She's decided she's going to lose the weight.
Yes.
And that's what she's doing.
70 pounds.
So good.
Yes. Yes, I am.
What's your take on this? Emma, who doesn't live too far from you in Green Valley, engaged to a guy who's been nothing but loving. They went to a psychic. Psychic says, you've been married before and he's still with you. And then they found out, well, yeah, God, he was married before, and she died a couple of years ago in their house, and he chose not to mention it.
I don't think he's a liar. You know, I just think he didn't want to talk about it. I don't know how many years ago that, you know, his wife died, but I think he just didn't want to talk about it.
Two.
And that's his own prerogative. I mean, I'm sure before they got married, he was going to, you know, tell her, but I think he just didn't want to talk about it. And, you know, the good thing is the old wife or the wife that's passed on obviously likes the new girl, because otherwise she'd be haunting her.
Oh, I love that.
So good.
And she's not. So this is all good. You know, we're all good here. I don't think he's lying at all. I think just because you omit some things doesn't make you a liar. It just means that at a later time you will tell them. You just, you just can't right now.
I'm just going to bring Tasha back in just for a second. So you've heard that side of the argument, Tasha?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I just wanted to double check. Make sure you were still there. Yes, Michaela,
Tasha,
final thoughts.
Break, Tasha.
Yeah.
Give him a break.
I know.
No, there's two kinds of people in this world, and I get it, and I respect Tasha's viewpoint. I just don't subscribe to it. I'm more of a Johnny Eck person.
Totally respect Tasha.
Thank you, Lisa.
I'm going to throw a wrench in this.
Okay.
Hold
on to that wrench.
Okay.
We'll hear it right after Lady Gaga.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So, Emma in Green Valley is engaged to a guy who's been perfect right up until they went to the wedding expo and talked to the psychic. Psychic is like, you've been married before. She's still with you. Well, it turns out, yeah, he was married before.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed away 2 years ago in their house. A detail that Emma's fiance chose not to include.
Yeah.
So this was news to Emma. Now, Emma has said, well, here's the quote. He never told me he was even married. Now I'm wondering if he's hiding more than a ghost. Should I call off the wedding? Michaela, should she call off
Drama.
The wedding? Yeah, we didn't even really get into that part. Should she call off the wedding?
Okay, first-hand take. I had a partner who passed away when I was around 22 years old.
Right.
It was devastating, obviously. When I started dating Lisa, it had been about 6 years since the passing. And I did not tell Lisa about it for probably 5 years. We've been together now. It'll be 10 years in May.
Why is this?
I didn't tell Lisa. I didn't have enough faith or trust in Lisa, apparently, but I didn't want her to feel like the only reason me and Lisa were together was because this person that I loved had passed. So she's like this second best situation, because that was not the case, never would be the case. But I feel like in my early 20s, maybe I would have felt like that, like, oh, because this person passed, now I get to be with you. I thought I was protecting the situation. I thought I was doing her justice. It wasn't the right call, because when I did tell Lisa the truth, she was so loving, kind, empathetic,
sure,
wonderful, never thought that at all. But it was a tough situation, and I totally understand why this guy maybe didn't. Because also, she could be like, oh, this is the house you guys lived in. Do you think about her all
this
the time, where
I'm
you guys made
you.
Memories? I could see that perspective. I think he's a good guy. I love telling the truth. I don't think you should call off the wedding. He didn't mean any harm.
Jesse, the show filler, has resurfaced.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in and out. He's an active part of the show, and then he goes away for a while, and then he comes back around. Told me an inappropriate joke about the Easter Bunny.
Love.
Earlier this morning.
Thank you.
When we were talking about the Easter Bunny as a he or a she.
Uh-huh.
And where do the eggs come from?
Yeah.
Which he cleared that up, but I can't tell it on the air. He now jumps in on relationship rehab. Well, grab a bottle of wine and a Ouija board and just get everybody in the same room and exercise some demons, if you know what I'm
yes.
saying. I don't know.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Did you not understand what I was saying?
No, I understood, but I wanted to stay in there with you.
Well, you had
Is it because I didn't have my headphones?
Could have brought your headphones. Yeah, no, I didn't realize you wanted to.
I could have read your lips.
You told me to shut up.
I did tell you shut up, and then I ran.
Did you? I missed it because I had my headphones on.
I said shut up, and then I ran.
And you ran. Because I go, okay, she came into my room for a second, and then I was like, hey, don't we sound like we're kids? Like, you know,
She came in my room. She wouldn't get out. Then she yelled shut up and ran.
My sister came into my room. And she goes, Mom, she's in my room. She's touching stuff.
We literally sound like little kids.
And I said, We have 30 seconds. She just ignored me. And I said, okay, mm-hmm. Now we have 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And I go, the song is over.
I planned on staying in there.
And she would shut up and read.
Yeah. Okay. It's fine. I'm in my own room now.
Cancel culture.
Hate
it. And the world that we live in has affected something that I don't think any of us really thought of. And you probably didn't until now. I know I didn't.
Tell me.
And I regret this. A writer for the Wall Street Journal has noted nobody has a nickname anymore. Now, I call you Mika.
I love it.
Because that's what your family calls you.
Mm-hmm.
Mika and Meek, and you call me Chetty.
Mm-hmm.
So we still do it.
We're still cool.
I guess. This guy noted he's got 5 kids aged 6 to 18. By the way, this is worse than what we think. None of them have nicknames. You know, like where your friends just pick up on something and they just call you a name.
Yeah.
He says none of their friends seem to have one either. He claims that all types of nicknames are in decline. Everything from junior to calling your buddy from Austin, from calling him Tex.
Yeah.
We had a friend, ages ago, and she got married and moved away. But that was, she was Tex.
Oh, it was this cute.
Because nobody could say Areli. Her name was Areli, A-R-E-L-I, and nobody could say it, but she was from Austin.
But
so everybody called her Tex.
That's so endearing, though. Like, nicknames are endearing.
It's almost always a positive thing or a sign of affection.
Yep.
He even says initials like AJ or JD are less common because parents take themselves too freaking seriously.
Dude, if we keep canceling things, we're not going to have anything left.
There's no... Do you know why there's no Bill anymore, or Billy, or Will? There's very few of them.
Yeah, why?
Because parents name their kids William, and that is their name.
But it's boring.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Like, their kids, and again, this guy has 5 kids, age 6 to 18. None of them have anybody that they know that's Billy.
Wow. It's very rare to find me speechless, but I don't really know what to say about this because I feel like nicknames growing up were absolutely terms of endearment, even if they were like kind of mean.
Yo,
like,
sure.
They were still like your person.
Like your friend who's heavy, calling him Tiny.
Yeah, 1,000%. Oh, or even on the flip side, you know, Lisa calls me Tiny Soprano. Like, it's so funny and so stupid. It's
yes.
like nicknames are just funny and dumb.
Yeah, because you know when you're trying to be mean.
Yeah, you're just mean. No, I hate this.
Yeah. Nobody who's a ginger used to be red. Everybody, redhead guys were always red.
Yeah. And redheads are hot, so how would that get canceled? I hate this story.
Yeah, me too. The only thing was I was like, oh my God, it's right.
No, I understand the importance of it, but like, I hate it.
Yeah, we got to bring back nicknames.
We're bringing back nicknames.
Although, I had 2 friends. One of the were 2 best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny actually lives here. The New York guy, Johnny. Lives here now.
Yeah.
And sings every once in a while at Foundation Room. Johnny Coppola.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know Johnny?
Not personally, but yes.
Okay. His best friend from Boston, they called me Bug. You know why I got, you know how I got the nickname Bug?
Why?
Because according to them, because these big giant ears that I got, that I look like a Volkswagen coming down the street with the doors open. Monday morning, April 21st, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is not Adrian Hernandez.
Mm-mm.
He is Owen Christopher.
And, yes.
Adrian taking one more day, just couldn't WrestleMania. You know, just
say less.
He'll be back. He'll be back tomorrow. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. How about this? As we start a new week, there's good news and bad news with this one. Okay. Researchers claim that they've figured out the secret to having a great day, a truly joyful day, they call it. But it involves math, kind of. In a study, I know, if you got a math.
Yeah,
on
I
Monday,
know.
Please.
I'm willing to listen.
In a study, researchers analyzed how thousands of people spent their time across more than 100 different activities. They compared that to how the people rated their day and looked for patterns on days that were rated better than usual. So, the theory goes and do more of that, right?
Yeah.
They came up with a scientific formula. I'm not going to bore you with the rest of that, but the best day ever, or a truly joyful day, equals BDE, best day ever, equals 6 hours with family. Really? Six hours with family, 2 hours with friends, an hour and a half of extra socializing, 2 hours of exercise. Wait, how do you cram all this in? 1 hour of eating and drinking. And less than 6 hours of work.
Listen, they've got you so busy, you just don't have time to think about how depressed you are. That's why you're so happy.
Only 1 hour of screen time and no more than a 15-minute commute. So the basic thing that they got out of this was be fit, be fun, be available, a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of indulgence, and not so much working or commuting.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm good with that. That's the math I can do.
Now, somebody tried to do this. Somebody tried to make this happen. And I would think you could combine stuff, right? Like if you were with your friends and exercising, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that all make sense? So somebody tried to do it. They found out you don't need to hit every mark to feel better. You just need to make some intentional tweaks. And we all know, here's what's dumb, is that we all know this, like cutting back on social media, get outside and do something, make an effort to hang out with people you love,
mm-hmm.
You know, be done with work when it's time to be done with work. You don't have to do everything. You know, we're so competitive in our society that we think we have to do everything. So basically it says it's about choosing presence over productivity and connection over convenience. Keep that in mind as we go through and we crush this Monday and we crush this week. And thank you again for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I just think this is funny, Michaela. You know how some people are just not good at computers?
Yes.
Yeah, well, maybe it's because you're not smart enough.
Oh, okay.
And listen, it makes sense. And nobody ever wants to admit it. Maybe you're just okay. Recent study suggests that a person's intelligence has a greater impact on their computer proficiency than previously assumed. The thought process being, well, if you just work at it, if you would just practice,
sure,
you know, you could be better at all of this. No, maybe you're just too dumb.
Yeah. Also, maybe you just don't have the patience. Do you know what I'm saying? Half of my life is navigating having enough patience to get through anything. If I had 5 more minutes of patience, I could learn so many more skills. Can't. Won't.
Yeah.
But I think about it.
A little patience and a little want to.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just go, I don't know. Who cares about this? General cognitive abilities such as perception, reasoning, and memory
were found to significantly influence an individual's performance in everyday computer tasks. I will go back to my original premise and just break this down simply and say, you know what? Maybe you're just not good at computers because you're just not good at computers and you're just not smart enough. Your brain don't work that way. And that's fine because not everybody needs to be great at computers. As my mother used to say, the world needs ditch diggers too. And it does. And maybe that's your job, and that's fine.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, some more you know before we go. Michaela, when Nintendo first came out?
Yeah.
For the original Nintendo to work on TVs in Europe. By the way, make your own jokes out of this. I'm not going to do it for you. This is up to you, y'all. For the original Nintendo to work on TVs in Europe, there had to be special versions of the games that ran 17% slower.
What?
We just indirectly called people in Europe dumb, but I know. But apparently, the games had to run slower to work on European TVs and were actually much easier as a result. And truly, the folks in Europe were kind of bored. And it was like,
I'm sure they were like, this kind of sucks. What's America doing?
It all worked out later. Do you know? Okay, Vlasic Pickles. Do you remember the Vlasic Pickles commercials? And have you seen a Vlasic Pickle
with the penguin? You know,
the label?
Or the stork? No,
stork.
Yeah. Oh,
Do you know why there's a stork?
No, never.
The marketing people got all genius with it because pregnant women are known to crave pickles. Stork is pregnant, and they were like getting subliminal with it.
Genius. But also as a little kid, I was like, cartoons, love it. Like, great marketing all around.
Were you a fan of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yes, I was.
You may have noticed DJ Jazzy Jeff wore the same outfit every time on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No, I didn't.
Go back and watch the reruns.
I'm going literally on my phone.
They did that. Because, okay, what would Uncle Phil always do with Jeff?
Kick him out.
Throw him out the front door,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeff wore the same outfit. DJ Jazzy Jeff, you haven't been in our studio in a while. You need to come back in. I wonder if he still lives here or if he moved back to L.A.
Well, that'd be fun.
he wore the same outfit so they could reuse the footage of him getting thrown out the door by Uncle Phil and not risk him getting hurt if they filmed it again. So you could use the same footage over and over. Yeah, it's awesome. Some more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Get, you know what? Get to YouTube. Follow Adrian in the Unlikely Pod, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. He's got 100,000. Why not a million?
Woo!
Why not a million subscribers? He'll be back tomorrow. Michaela Gordon, what are you up to?
It's an easy day today, actually. Nothing. Monday, super easy. Heading and into the week.
Follow you where?
Oh, follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH.
And thank you to our buddy Owen Christopher, who has been fantastic these last few days. And
We
appreciate you. Obviously it's different when Adrian's not here or Michaela's not here or whatever, but we don't skip a beat. You know what I mean? Like nothing changes necessarily.
Yeah, the best.
So it's all good. But our boy is back tomorrow. We hope you'll be back tomorrow. Everybody have an amazing day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy. Just in case we don't have him on tape saying that.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.